Hello, my name is Carlos.
Hello.
Good morning, ma'am. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Would you like to ask you a few questions concerning the issues facing the nation, the state, and the local communities? Can you be so kind to share your opinion real quick? I'll be brief. Are you registered to vote in South of Texas?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, ma'am. And now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president, that the U.S. Senate, the state legislature, and other local offices? Remember, are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are they just at 50-50 or
yes,
you don't? Almost certain?
I will vote. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, just to make sure we're reaching everybody in your community and we're talking with people of all ages, can you please tell me just the year where you were born? Just a year.
2002.
Oh, thank you. And it's a pleasure talking to you. Now, moving forward.
Thank you.
No, I was still going on. Can you tell me what is your race? Is it white, Caucasian, black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander? What is your race?
I'm Hispanic.
Hispanic, Latino? Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, thinking about the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for the Democrat Joe Biden or the Republican Donald Trump? Do you recall?
I don't recall.
Okay. Thank you. Now, moving on. And thinking about the elections in November, if the election for the state Senate were held today, will you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
I'm still not sure.
Okay. And if you have to decide that today, who would you lean towards? You know, if you have to decide today, do you lean towards the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Republican.
Republican. Thank you. Now, I like you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means very cold and unfavorable feeling, 100 very warm, favorable feeling, and 50 neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer you're feeling, okay? And if you have no opinion or never heard of the person, please let me know. The first one is Greg Abbott from 0 to 100.
50.
50, okay. And Mr. Donald Trump, 0 to 100.
50 as well.
Okay. And Joe Biden. Same question. 0 to 100.
I don't know, 30.
Okay. Now, Ted Cruz. 0 to 100.
I'm not really associated with him. Like, I don't know much.
But Have you made a good opinion? You know, the higher the number, the warmer you're feeling. I know you probably haven't heard that much about Ted Cruz, but have you firm an opinion or you have no opinion at all about him?
No, I have no opinion about him.
No opinion? Okay. Now, how about Morgan LaMancha? Have you heard of him?
I haven't heard of him. No.
And Adam, Hinojosa. Adam Hinojosa.
Have not heard of him either.
Okay, and moving on. Would you say that you disapprove or approve the job that Greg Abbott is doing as governor? Approve or disapprove? You can strongly disapprove, somewhat disapprove.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhat disapprove, okay. Now, would you say that you disapprove or approve of the job of Morgan LaMancha is doing as a state senator? You strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, somewhat approve. What would
be
your opinion?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve? Okay, moving on. Now, thinking about the elections in November, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for the Democrat, Joe Biden or the Republican Donald Trump?
Republican.
Mr. Trump, okay. Now, if the election for the U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were the Democrat Colin Albright and Republican Ted Cruz, for who would you vote if you have to choose today?
I'm not sure.
Okay. You don't lean towards anybody? The Democrat Colin Albright or the Republican Ted Cruz? No?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Now, if the election were held today and you have to decide which candidate would you lean towards, the Democrat or the Republican, on the state Senate?
Probably Republican as well.
Okay. Now, if the election for the U.S. Senate were held today, and the candidates were the Democrat, Roland Gutierrez, and Republican, Ted Cruz, and this is for the Senate, for the U.S. Senate, which one would you choose if you have to, if you have to choose today? There is no right or wrong answers. It's your opinion that matters, okay?
But yeah.
The Democrat is Ronald Gutierrez and the Republican is Ted Cruz for the state senate. If you had to choose today, which one would you vote
Ted
for?
Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz? Okay, thank you. I do appreciate your patience on the line, believe me. Now, if the election for the U.S. House were held today and the candidates were the Democrat, Vicente Gonzalez Jr., and the Republican, Myra Flores, from who would you vote?
Myra Flores.
Ms. Flores, okay. Now, if the election for the Texas State Senate were held today, will you be voting for the Democrat Morgan LaMancha or Republican Adam Hinojosa?
Adam Hinojosa.
Adam Hinojosa, okay. And now I'm going to reach real quick some issues that people say will be a priority for the governor and Texas State Legislature. Now, for each one, please tell me how high of a priority that issue should be, okay? It should be a high priority, low, medium, or not at all as a priority for the Texas governor and the state legislature. The first one is supporting reproductive health care choices for women. You think that issue should be a high priority, medium, low, or not at all?
High.
High priority. Now, securing the border should be high, medium, low, or not at all priority?
High.
And supporting public schools, same question. High, medium, low, not at all?
Also high.
The supporting public schools, what was that, your answer?
High.
High, okay. And ensuring access to affordable quality health care. High,
that's,
medium?
Yeah.
High, okay.
High.
Supporting South Texas jobs and wages. Low,
high.
Medium, high. Thank you. Now moving on. Now, thinking about the elections this November, I'm going to read you some descriptions of the candidate for the state legislature. After each, please tell me, ma'am, if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. A candidate who voted to support Texas LGBTQ plus community. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate like that?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat more likely?
Mm-hmm.
Much more? Okay.
Much more.
Okay. A candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban, much less, somewhat more, or much more likely to vote?
Much less.
Much less. And a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies, will you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate like that?
Less.
Much less, somewhat less?
Somewhat less.
Somewhat less. Okay. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies? Much less, somewhat less, much more, or somewhat more?
What was the question again? I'm sorry.
Okay. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies?
Yes. More likely.
More likely? Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. And a candidate, will you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat?
Much more.
Much more. Thank you. Now, we're almost done. I do appreciate your patience. Now, do you have the application? What's up?
Yes.
And are you part of any WhatsApp groups, or do you have, or do you only use WhatsApp for direct messages?
Yeah, I only use it for job
direct message
purposes. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, finally, I would like to ask you just a few questions for statistical purposes only. And generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
I am a Democrat.
A Democrat? Okay. And do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not so strong?
Not so strong.
Not so strong? Okay. And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Moderate.
Thank you. And what is the last year of law schooling that you have completed? High school,
what?
Non-college? What's the last year?
High school. I mean, high school.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I just have your first name, please? Just your first name.
Yes, it's Jimena.
Okay. Jimena. Can you spell that? That's Juliet, Indian, Mary, Roger, Echo, November, and Alpha, correct?
Yes.
Okay, Jimena. All right, thank you. And now, I really thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time and sharing their opinions in a more and deep and open-ended way. Can I know that you are interested in a follow-up research and study and that they may contact you in the future? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate you taking the time to help me. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Goodbye, ma'am. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you.
Bye.